Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Remember when you used to hear, at least on TV, you used to hear, extra, extra, read all about it. Well, that's when news was news, or I think it was news. That was before my time and reading the newspapers. But picking up the daily or the weekly paper used to be a huge deal, a big deal. It still is with many people. Wanting to know what was happening locally, nationally, and worldly. They added a little gossip section, you know, Ann Landers and all those. And they added the cartoons for fun and entertainment. Well, but now perhaps, and perhaps it's our fault, we always want to be entertained. Are we drawn to the sensationalism of fake news? President Trump gave the media what for yesterday. And I kind of wanted to ask you today, what was your take on that? Should he have done that? Did you think he did it in the right way? And this weekend, he's having a rally. He's going to have a rally, just like he did when he was campaigning. When the attacks are coming from every direction, and President Trump has, he and his administration have been hit very hard, from obstruction to out-and-out lies, I think, personally, he's wise to go to the people. Keep the people involved and let them, let us, no, we are still not forgotten. On the other hand, we the people need to show up and let him know that we didn't elect him and forget him. This is Free for All Friday. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. Yesterday, right after the, well, actually, it came during the show, and I didn't see it. I can't always check emails and such while I'm on the air. But this came from a listener, and she says, not only have we been forgotten, but ignored and attacked, as when there arose the Tea Party. Also, I have not forgotten when millions of Americans, including California, voted for the Defense of Marriage Act and were soundly defeated by the not-so Supreme Court. It continues every day in our institutions. The leftists have been exposed more thoroughly, and it's time to really take it to them. I appreciate the emails that I get, and I do try to read them all. I get so many, and like I said, I don't have assistants here in the office, so it's all I can do to keep up. He is going to have a rally, President Donald Trump, and it's going to be in Millbourne, Florida, in a hangar, in an airplane hangar, like he did when he was campaigning. It says here, it's an extraordinarily swift return to politicking after a tumultuous first month in office. The White House on Wednesday said President Trump will hold the first campaign rally for his four-week-old administration on Saturday. The rally, to be held in an airplane hangar in Millbourne, Florida, is an indication that Mr. Trump, I believe that is President Trump, who has sometimes felt isolated in the White House, is eager to get outside of Washington and relive the rapturous reception that greeted him during the presidential campaign. President Trump exulted in large crowds assembled in cavernous venues throughout the 2016 bid, and he spent the first days of his presidency quibbling over how many Americans attended his inauguration. Of course, this was put out by Politico, so they have a little bit of a slanted view as what he's doing. But he is going to have a rally, and I'm really excited about that. I'm not in Milburn, Florida. I can't afford to drive to Milburn, Florida, but I wished I could. I would love to watch the crowd as much as I would to watch him. Because it's the people, as I say every day, that are truly going to make the difference. And we have to let him know that we didn't elect him and forget him. As they were in this press conference, he went after the one guy, and I can't remember his name, but it's the same name as another person on his administration. And they were kicking that back and forth and kind of kidding about that. But he went after CNN particularly, and MSNBC, and all those that are giving fake news. I don't like the fake news term, because I think it's trying to make the word lie look like something else. But the fake news, which he says he's changed it now to very fake news, which brought some laughter in the crowd, is actually a manipulation and deception to the people. They're trying to manipulate you with fake news, whether it's out-and-out lies, which much of the time it is, or it's just a half-truth. It is a manipulation and it is a deception. And you, we the people, need to take it personal. We need to take it personal. Rush Limbaugh, he thought it was a great press conference, and CNN didn't think so much. And they went after Trump. Well, there's so much to worry about. Why is he worried about what we say? So he's got them now on the defense, and that's the way it needs to be. However, as I have been saying to you for the last several weeks, we the people, we need to go after the networks that continue to put on this fake news. You need to call their advertisers, and you need to tell them, I will not support you any longer if you're going to continue this. I want to hear the truth. You know, it's one thing. I'm not a journalist. You know, O'Reilly says that about himself. But I'm not a journalist. I'm not one of those that has a law degree. I'm not one of those that has a degree in journalism or in communication. I am one of the forgotten people. I am you. I raised a family. I've held my jobs. I took care of things. You know, I'm involved in some things in church and community. Not so much community. I'm so busy here. But I'm just the common, everyday American person that happens to be on the radio right now. You sit in the coffee shops and talk, and I sit here and talk. With my coffee. By the way, we're still looking for a coffee sponsor. If you want to give us any clues or ideas, we're still looking for one. Because I consider that the nonpartisan brew. Everybody sits and talks politics over coffee. Or tea. I have a lot of listeners that drink the tea. And that's what CJ Hadley does with Range Magazine. She prefers her tea over her coffee. And I like tea as well. Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, is going to have a rally this weekend. If you're in Florida and you could do this, I want you to go. And I want you to report back to us next week as to what happened. But I want you to be careful, because the haters will be out in full force. Because they get paid to, you know. They get paid to. There's a difference between paid revolutionaries and revolutionaries of the heart. We're going into a break. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. I'll slow it down. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSE Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSE Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com, CSC Talk Radio, or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and the lines are lighting up. We're going to go to Richard in Missouri. Richard, how are you today?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. What's on your mind?
Well, I just, you know, I voted for Donald. I believe in a lot of stuff he's trying to do, but I wish he'd get off the fake news and giving them something to, you know, red meat for the press, you know, to go against him.
He's been going around them, so what you think he should do is just totally ignore them.
Well, I just think if he does talk to them, stick with the facts and not, you know, he's giving out, you know, like the electoral vote, you know, saying yesterday how he had more votes than anybody, you know, even the Republicans, you know. It wasn't true, and it's easy to prove it's not true. So I wish he could just stick to doing what he needs to do and get off the stuff. You know, the election's over with. That's water under the bridge.
I agree with that. I do think that he has to push them back and put them on the defense, and he did that yesterday.
I think the press is very corrupt and one-sided, you know, and all that.
Right.
But I just wish he wouldn't contribute to the corruption, as far as I'm concerned. When he's given false facts, he's as bad as they are.
Well, he needs to go above them. You know, he's done so much in these last 20-some days, and nobody is talking about that. Oh, they're talking about impeaching him, and they're talking about, you know, Kellyanne shouldn't have mentioned Ivanka's clothes, and they're going on and on about things that don't matter. They've made a big deal out of Russia. If he'd been cutting deals with Russia, I don't believe they'd be out there
Well, that's better than cutting deals with Iran.
You know, well, I don't think he cut any deals yet at all, but I think he's going to. I agree with you. To a point, I agree with you, Richard. I do think it was nice to see him push them in the corner, and then he used every one of them yesterday.
Yeah.
He talked to every single one of them, and I thought that was really – I thought he did a good job yesterday. CNN didn't like it, but I thought he did a good job.
Oh, yeah. I had to turn over to their channel when I got done watching that just to see
what they said.
Out.
And they said exactly what he said they would.
Oh, yeah. It was entertaining.
Yep. I appreciate it, Richard. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We have CW from Missouri. CW, how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much.
I loved the press conference yesterday. Best press conference I've seen in many a year, and I hope he keeps it up. As far as about the electoral votes, I don't mouth nothing. That ain't worth anything. I don't agree with Richard there. That's just something. That's the only thing they had to talk about. He said exactly to that press what I'd like to say to him. And I loved it, and I hope he'll keep it up, and I hope he'll keep blasting him. The only mistake he's made since he's been president, he made one mistake, fired Michael Flynn. That's the only mistake he's made.
Well, you know, I have mixed emotions on that, because Michael should not have been dishonest to Vice President Pence. And, you especially with what's going on right now, they got to at least be able to trust their little circle. And well, if you can't be 100% sure that person's being honest with you, that's not good.
Well, what he said was that they wouldn't let him see the phone call, and he couldn't remember what he said on it. And this guy is really a good guy, and he's really against Iran and ISIS.
I think he is.
And we need him in there as the security guy. Now he can't find somebody to take his place.
Well, they're all scared, don't you think?
They're all afraid to take the job because they know they're going to get persecuted. That's the reason why they don't want the job.
And that's the purpose of what the obstruction is doing. That's the purpose of it all. You know.
And I love the press conference, and I enjoyed it, and I hope he keeps it up, and I hope the rally goes really big tomorrow. I hope I'm like you. If I was able, I'd go down there, but I hope that he has a big rally. I'll guarantee you, if he has a big rally, you won't hear him about it on NBC tomorrow night. It'll be,
They'll show the protesters that show up.
And I bet there'll be some there, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they got to get paid for that,
Anyway,
that job.
You can count me down and say I love the press conference, and I hope he keeps it up.
All right, I appreciate it, CW.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you, CW. Appreciate it. We're going to go to Peggy in Illinois, and I got a feeling she's got an opposite position on that. Peggy, how are you today?
Pretty good.
Good. Oh, good. Usually you tell me you're not good. I'm glad you're good today.
Well, I want to say my piece, and then I want to hear what you say.
Okay.
What I saw on everything, he is fake. He's a dictator, like I said the last time.
Mm-hmm.
And then this guy Flynn, he's blaming him. So he's putting all the blame on someone else, but not himself.
Okay, now hang on. Don't hang up on me. He did not blame Flynn, but I want to ask you why you think he's a dictator.
Because he is.
Define what he has done that makes him a dictator. He's only been in office less than 30 days. But he's not dictated anything, Peggy.
Yes, he is.
What has he dictated?
He tells everybody what to say. Okay. They can't speak their own mind.
Okay, you're going to have to give specifics. Who has he told what to say? He doesn't tell me what to say.
Well, no, because you're not involved with him in that.
Well, but I would be one of those he's dictating over.
My opinion is he's not a very good president. I didn't vote for him. Thank God for that.
Okay.
And
but you can see that the economy is trying to turn around right now. You can see that he's bringing jobs back. He's opened up.
No, he's not.
Why are you saying that? That's not true. Why are you saying that? I mean, you can see the news, whether you're watching mainstream media or Fox, you can see that the economy is turning around.
No, it's not.
Okay, thank you.
Not to me.
All right.
He's fake.
Well, not to you.
What
do you do for a living?
I'm retired, yes.
Okay. But I'm going to have to disagree with you, and you need to check your facts before you just say that, because there's more to it.
is this what I feel?
And a dictator takes power by force, and he did not do that. He was elected
by...
No, he did not. He did not force anyone to vote for him, Peggy.
Oh, I'm sure. I know I didn't.
Well, then he didn't dictate, did he? You weren't forced at the polls to go in there and vote for Donald Trump like they do in some of these third world countries. He's not a dictator. You may not like what he's doing, but you need to give a reason for that. And the jobs are coming back. The economy is showing signs of improvement, and it's happening very quickly. It is. Are you watching the stock markets? Are you watching anything? Because they're higher now than they've ever been. It's higher now than it's ever been.
I don't care about the stock market.
Okay.
I just don't like the guy.
He just
stayed on his
And that's the
president.
Key right there. You just don't like him. So nothing he does or says, good or bad, is going to make a difference with you. And that's not a good attitude to have. We're going to keep a watch on him because I don't think that I'll agree with everything that he does. But right now, he's doing everything he promised the voters he was going to do. And, you know, that's kind of unusual because no other president that I remember, Republican or Democrat, has done that. I'm going to let you go, Peggy, because I've got some other people holding. Thank you. We have Mike from Illinois. Mike, how are you today?
I'm okay, Beth. I greatly appreciate the way that you are always clear, you're concise, you're always calm on the radio, you analyze this stuff, and you bring us the news that we're not going to hear from all of the fair and balanced communist-controlled media that we have in this country.
Yeah,
and that's
you.
Very, very important. So I just want to ask your listeners, as always when I call in, send some money. Let's get Beth's new radio equipment in there so she can get up on the new satellite. Let's keep her on the air. And if Donald Trump is going to be doing the right stuff, he cannot win it for this country by himself,
no.
But if he'll spearhead it, he's doing the right stuff, get behind him. Shall we continue to strive towards being a free republic and towards the American people once again becoming sovereign and this becoming a sovereign country? Or shall we wake up one morning as slaves in chains on the land that our forefathers bled and died and lost everything for?
You know, Mike, I was pretty discouraged earlier this week when I saw what happened to General Flynn. And it's not what, you know, there's lots of controversy on whether he should have let him go or not let him go. You have to be able to trust the Corps that is around you. So I know that he thinks highly of General Flynn, but it was the attack on him and how it came out and how the media is totally ignoring the fact that we have these leaks. And these leaks have happened through other administrations, including President Barack Obama's. And it needs to be stopped because that is a national security issue. Thank you, Mike.
Right.
Thank you, Mike. We're going into a break. I appreciate all that you do.
Thank
you, Mike. I appreciate it. We're going into a break. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we, the people? Oh, yeah. We'll be right back.
Going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The lines are lit up. We're going to go straight to the phones. We have Mario from Montana. Mario, how are you today?
I am great. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm a junkie and a radio junkie. I'm a truck driver for 40 years, and I'd like to say something in favor of Donald Trump. I go to Florida, and we welcome you with open arms.
Awesome.
We've been waiting for a president like you for many years.
Awesome.
And I was born in Cuba, and I do know what it's like to live in a communist country. Mm. And no freedom at all.
You know what a real dictator is, don't you?
Yes, man, I do.
Well, yeah. We're glad to have you here.
Well, we are so satisfied to be here in Montana. Montana is the state that choose to live in and die here. I can't.
You know, I've not visited Montana, but it's a beautiful state, and I know I've got lots of listeners there.
Oh, we're resident here.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I. And
awesome.
Yes. I just want to say something in favor of Donald Trump. I think he's the best president we had in 30 years.
Well, let's hope it continues and the obstruction stops. Because
thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you, Mario. I appreciate it. Appreciate it very much. Thank you. We're going to go to Billy in upstate New York. Billy, how are you today?
I'm doing just great. How are you, Beth Ann?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Regular listener. I've called in a few times before. I just love what you do, and keep you in my prayers. And
thank you.
Maybe we need to pray a little for Peggy, too, that she comes to an understanding, and instead of seeing all this well,
she's got some hate in her heart for sure.
I think we should call these people instead of protesters, like use the narrative from now on, paid rioters.
That's exactly what they are.
Yeah, that's what I think. So, but that's my feelings, and thank you for having the show and letting us be able to express ourselves.
Well, thank you, Billy. I appreciate it very much. Thank you. We're going to move on. We've got Fred in Missouri. Fred, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. It's a beautiful day.
The gentleman that thinks Trump is a dictator, I wonder what he thinks about Obama and his Obamacare that he shoved down everybody's throat.
Yeah.
And the more people he gets on welfare, if you look at all the things that the dictators do, independence on the government, and he certainly enhanced that. I heard a statement from Claire McCaskill earlier that they need to put a check on President Trump dealings with Russia, and I wonder what check they had on Hillary Clinton when she sold, what, $22 million worth of uranium to Russia?
Yes.
There was no check there.
No, there wasn't.
But anyway, let's make America great. I appreciate
thank
your
you.
Show.
And bring America home.
That's right. I'm a first-time caller, and I appreciate your show.
Thank you very much, Brad. You learn some things when you're on Twitter. I know that I had a bad attitude about Twitter a few years ago, but there are some good people out there, not just people saying I'm sitting on my back porch doing such and such. But if we go back in time, now CNN and CNBC, they're all against Donald Trump. And they were all wonderfully in love with Barack Obama. And that's okay, except when it affects how they give the news. Obama used to hit Fox News all the time. So they're upset with Donald Trump because he's going after these medias. But Obama used to do it all the time to Fox News, and he got mad at them and told them that they made compromise a dirty word. And this was back in January of 2013. And in June of 2009, he said, closing bell, Obama says Fox is entirely devoted to attacking my administration. I didn't watch Fox as much back then as I do now, but they're definitely on the conservative side. But they will have interviews from both sides. And they won't come. Some of them won't show up. But I don't see on the others where they have an interview, a fair interview, with someone that's of an opposite opinion. Now, that's just me. And he goes on in here and he says, in 1996, the Clinton White House acknowledges 21 that had extra drug tests. Now, if you'll remember, recently, Trump's taken a hit because he fired some people they didn't pass. I don't know that he personally fired them. They were let go because they didn't pass drug tests. These things are not new. They're just news now because they want to distract you from something else. It says, if you recall, in August of 2013, the recap, 11 leakers were charged with espionage, 7 of those under Obama. So this is nothing new. It keeps happening. It's just how it is slanted when it's a president or administration you like or don't like. They were definitely in love with President Barack Obama. And I was not for him. I didn't vote for him. But I was hopeful that maybe he would change some things. But it was quickly learned that things were going to go downhill really fast. We have Skits in Nebraska. Skits, how are you today?
Happy No Obama Friday.
How are you doing, Skip?
Not too awful bad. Well, you know, I tell you what. Let's investigate. We want to investigate Russian links. How about Joe Biden's son, Hunter, being on the board of Gazprom?
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah. Just a few things. Oh, and let's go investigate. How about the way back when Bill Clinton's campaign contributions from China? Hillary's contributions from Saudi Arabia. Ain't that violating the Logan Act where you have...
Well, you know, they wouldn't go after the Clinton Foundation. They didn't want to do that. They wouldn't...
Who's they?
The administration of the current time back then, the Obama administration and the media. The media, they would not go after her. They just dropped it when we found out that the whole story in Benghazi about a video, a YouTube video from an American, you know, it's always our fault, that caused that. I mean, they just dropped that in, and they won't talk about the security breaches that she had. They won't talk about
that.
What happened in the Democrat Party before the DNC and how she really stole her nomination.
The vote fraud. And these people are saying that Hillary won the popular vote? Really? Well, excuse me, but, you know, they packed the house in a Trump rally in the Jefferson County Fairgrounds down in Colorado, and Bill or Hillary shows up in Pueblo at some high school gym, and they barely fill the place.
Well, she did get
so
popular.
So you tell
she
me
did,
that
did.
Hillary took Colorado? Bull crap.
She did take certain states with the popular vote. But those were the ones with the huge cities that voted for her. And they almost always vote Democratic because they want that money from the federal government. They will always vote for those things. But that's why we have the Electoral College. It's to protect the entire nation from just a few, which would be the popular vote in the big cities or in those larger states like New York, from dictating what the rest of us have to do and live with. And that's why we have an electoral vote.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, well, I guess you got other callers. I could rant a little bit. I hope he can turn Jeff Sessions loose, and I would love to see them drive 2 miles down the street to the Obama compound and cuff him and stuff him.
Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Thank you, Skits, for your call. We're going into a break. Good grief, we're going into the final segment of today's show. It has gone fast. I've got something about natural gas that Nancy Pelosi was sharing, and I think maybe you need to hear it. You're going to get a chuckle out of it. We're going into a break. It's Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old Star Guide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com CSC Talk Radio or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ
about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to end. I've got another caller, and I think she's got quite a few things to share with us. I'm going to end with my little funny with Nancy Pelosi, because I think all of you need to end with a laugh this week. It's been a long, hard week, I think. And so we're going to wait for my comment from Plastic Pelosi here in just a little bit. We're going to go to Irene from Missouri. Irene, how are you today?
Oh, just fine. As far as, you know, these protesters,
yes.
You know, if they would pick them all up, put them on a chain gang, and take them to work, they would be accomplishing something.
Yes, and they would.
This, if they would do random drug testing before any government assistance. And as far as
that.
Obama and Hillary goes, they're against nature. They're against the Bible. And they both went back. They were, whenever they were trying to get in, when they were campaigning, both of them, it was, oh, yes, we're against the gays, we're against abortion. And what did they do when they got in there except go straight to it? Anything for money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Anything for votes,
right.
Power and money. Absolutely right. And the chain gang, I like that. You know, there's a song, Working on the Chain Gang.
Oh, yes. And, you know, that worked back in the old days.
It did
they
work.
Don't, they don't have to be mean to them. They make them go to work. They should earn what they use.
Well,
and but, you know, if they was working, they wouldn't have time for all these rape and murder and bombing. Sickness that they do.
Right.
That's exactly what they need. I'd love to be able to see that before I die.
The hands that are busy stay out of trouble, don't they? All right. I appreciate the call, Irene. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Well, Pelosi is known for saying things that, I don't know, she doesn't think before she talks, or she just rambles. Now, I can kind of empathize with the rambling. I ramble from time to time. But they're all upset because President Trump backed up the truck, and he's going to let coal miners have jobs
Unlike Hillary, that was going to put them all out of work. I mean, she told them to their face, we're going to put coal miners out of work. And then she tried to retract that. Well, I didn't. That was taken. I said that out of context. Yeah. How do you take that out of context? Well, President Trump has signed some legislation. That's something we're not hearing. It's not an executive order. It's legislation that has come through and been approved by Congress. And coal miners are going to go back to work. We're lifting some of the regulations, and we're going to put them back to work. So Pelosi makes a statement. She makes this statement. Now, you got to remember, I'm not sure which natural gas she's talking about. Is she talking about natural gas from fossil fuels, or is she talking about natural gas, as in methane gas? She goes, I believe in natural gas as a clean, cheap alternative to fossil fuels. Well, except natural gas is fossil fuels. So you have to remember how the EPA and, well, how the climate change people, they were blaming gassy cows on the ozone breakdown. Well, Nancy Pelosi believes in natural gas over fossil fuels. So I'm not sure what natural gas Nancy is talking about, but we all know that she's kind of full of it sometimes. That's neither here nor there. I thought it was a chuckle. I hope you got a chuckle out of it. We're just about out of time. We've only got a few minutes. It's still free for all Friday at 877-895-5410. If you're quick on the dial, I can still take another caller. I think we had an awful lot going on this week. And the press conference actually gave me a little hope. Because President Trump pushed him back. But when he had the humorous, light interaction with the one that has been kind of against him, I can't think of his name. It's the same name as one of those in his administration. I want to say Costas. And they were joking and laughing about that. That gave me a little hope. Maybe he reached out and touched someone, as the old saying goes. And that gave me a little hope. The rally this weekend gives me a little hope because I think he's going to have to get his booster shots from we the people that actually elected him, the forgotten people, like I said at the very beginning of the show. And I have, you know, yesterday we talked about the forgotten man. Who are they? It's you. It's the working man. Now, not every working man voted for Donald Trump. But those who are concerned and understand the Constitution, I don't know that Donald Trump will be completely and totally a constitutional president, but he's bringing hope and jobs back. Now, one of the callers, Peggy, said, no, he's not. No, he's not. I don't believe that. But he is. Even the news that doesn't like him, they can't deny what's going on. So they're focusing on the negative or what they want to make negative, like with Russia, like with General Flynn, like with the obstruction going on and all the things that have been said and the hate that's been perpetrated at these candidates for his administration. Eventually, he's going to get his people in place, and we're going to see whether what he wants to do is going to work or not. But it is different than what we've seen through the Obama administration, through the Bush administration, through the Clinton administration. It's completely and totally different than what we have seen in the last many administrations. He's pushing forward like a businessman would. You have to have that drive. The man barely sleeps at night. And they're getting on to him about his tweeting, but I kind of think it's humorous. I like it that he tweets. I hope eventually he can stop the tweeting or maybe pay somebody else to tweet for him. We have to look between, read between the lines, and look beyond the rhetoric that's being at us, whether you're listening to CNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, or Fox. You have to look beyond. And where do you look? You look in your own communities. You look to see, is your neighbor working? You know, my husband was laid off in December. He just went back to work this week. You look at what's really happening. And it doesn't take a genius. Just the common man, the forgotten man or woman, to see what needs to be done. Let's get behind this president, whether you voted for him or not, Peggy. Let's get behind him. Let him have a chance. If he blows it, we won't elect him next time. But it's up to us, we the people. We're the republic. Only works if the republic is working to bring America home.
Accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.